Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about, when does the discard happen? A lot of people are blindsided when they're discarded. A lot of them didn't even see it coming. But what you have to understand is this. It all depends on what that narcissist was after. In other words, if they were after sex, for example, all right, and they see that you're giving them a hard time, you know, you're not that easy to manipulate or something like that. The way it works with the narcissist and love bombing is they come on strong. The first 3 months is the most powerful time. They're going to flood your phone with texts. They're going to have you on the phone. All right. But when they see that, you know, they're not able to get that supply so easily, all of a sudden what they're going to do is they're going to slowly breadcrumb you. They're not going to, you know, contact you as much. You're going to get a text, good morning, beautiful. How was your day at the end of the day? And they're not really making much conversation because they see that they're not going to get what they want easily. Okay. Now, when you're dealing with a narcissist that's after something like money, that discard will probably happen later on after they got that money or they realize that, you know, you're just too difficult to manipulate. But they'll put the narcissist that's after money is going to put a lot more work into getting to know you because there's a bigger payout, all right? That narcissist is going to, you know, ask you maybe personal questions about yourself. If they bring up anything financial, that is a huge red flag in the first 3 months. You know, they're asking you how much you make. Do you own your home? How do you pay your bills? See, you have to listen to when a narcissist talks to know what's on their mind. If they're bringing up money all the time, then money is on the brain. That's where, you know, their priority is, in money. If you see that they like the better things in life and maybe you have a lot, you know, going for yourself and everything like that, and they make, you know, little innuendos about, you know, ooh, they really like something expensive that you have, or they're putting value on that, that could be a red flag as well, all right? That this is where that person puts their value on things. That's why I always say, in the beginning, don't let people know what you have, because you want to be sure that they're with you for you, not just for what you have. So, you know, there's two kinds of discards that happen. One is the narcissist discards you, and two is a reverse discard where you let go of the narcissist because they're really, you know, they're there, but they're not there. They're showing no interest. They seem like they could take or leave the relationship. They're barely calling, barely texting. They don't really care if they're going to see you, all right? And you get to a point where you're like, you know what? I'm not getting anything out of this relationship. This person has checked out. They seem like they could care less about me. But the narcissist that does with the reverse discard, these narcissists keep you around. They're the worst because they keep you lingering. And you say to yourself, well, if they're not really into me, why don't they just tell me they're not into me? Why do they keep me around? Why do they even contact me every couple of days? What they're doing is they're stringing you along and they're breadcrumbing you. You have now become the backup for that narcissist. So when that happens, when you see that that narcissist is not contacting you that much, that's because they're busy with somebody else. When a narcissist is not talking to you or not seeing you, you can trust and believe that they are seeing and talking to somebody else, okay? And I had this actually done to me years ago when I was on a dating app. I had somebody come on really strong, love bombing me, had me on the phone for hours and everything like that. And then all of a sudden, I started to see that it was starting to wane, all right? He wasn't contacting me as much. And, you know, he would make excuses like, oh, I'm going to go to bed or something like that. And a good girlfriend of mine who also knows the game really well, she said to me, go on the app. I bet you he's on the app. And sure enough, he was on the app. So this is just one example, you guys, of when they're not talking to you or they're not interested in being around you or talking to you, their interest is somewhere else. Understand that, okay? Because a narcissist doesn't just sit home alone and, you know, just watches TV by themselves and is bored and isn't interacting with anybody. A narcissist always has to have something going on. They've always got to have somebody around. So you guys, the discard is going to happen when that narcissist either got everything they could get out of you, all right, maybe it's sex, maybe it's money, they feel like, you know, they got everything they could get out of you. So the narcissist is going to discard you when they feel they've gotten everything out of you, or they could discard you because they have a new interest, okay? There's another supply out there that they think could benefit them more, all right? Understand this. When you deal with narcissists, it's all about benefits. What can you do for me? They are opportunists, they are users, and they, you know, they go for their best option, all right? They don't look at you as a human being with feelings and emotions. No, they could care less about feelings and emotions because they themselves, they don't feel for people, all right? They're just concerned on primarily their image and what they could get and portraying that you know, superior image to everybody and feeling like they're somebody, they're important. The other time a narcissist may discard you is when, you know, you start to become the old shoe. They're bored with you, okay? Narcissists always get bored with people. They hate the same thing day in and day out. It's like they could be having the greatest sex with somebody all the time, but guess what? After a while, it gets boring and they want something new and exciting. So a narcissist could discard you because they see somebody else as something new and exciting. Remember, when they first see people in the beginning, they have a preconceived notion of a fantasy with that person. That person is going to fulfill some kind of fantasy for them. It could be a sexual fantasy, or it could be a fantasy of, you know, them providing something to the narcissist, which could be helping them out with a business, giving them money, moving into their house. So the narcissist now thinks that there is something better, okay? Now, a narcissist, a lot of people, I hear a lot of influencers, they say, well, the narcissist, you know, they discard you when you tell them no and everything like that. A narcissist will not discard you unless there is somebody else to fill your shoes, unless they have a replacement. Even if you give that narcissist resistance and you tell them no, If that narcissist doesn't have anybody else to replace you with, they may still stick around and in hopes that they could change your mind or get something out of you because they don't have any other options. But if that narcissist does have other options, you know, then they're going to not care if they discard you. All right. So when the rule is this, you guys, when a narcissist has a lot of options, they're very independent and they could discard you a lot quicker than somebody who doesn't have options. All right. So that's why when you get involved with somebody who could be a potential narcissist, you want to look at them and say, you know, do they have the potential of having a lot of options? Because if they do, guess what? They are not going to respect your boundaries. Narcissists don't respect your boundaries anyway. But if they have other options, you could put up all the boundaries you want. It's not going to make a difference because they feel they don't need you. They don't got to deal with you and your boundaries when they could get what they want from somebody else, okay? And there's a lot of people out there that don't know the game, that think that the narcissist is all enthralled and, you know, in love with them because they can't see, you know, the manipulation of the narcissist with the love bombing. See, charm is the narcissist's tool. This charm and flattery. And covert narcissists do this all the time. Nobody flatters you more in the beginning than a covert narcissist who wants something out of you or to get you on their side if they're using you to gang up against somebody else, okay? So covert narcissists, the way they manipulate is by flattering people, making them feel good, and then people will want to be around them. People will value their opinion. They'll take their opinion over yours because the covert narcissist was, you know, beefing them up and flattering them and everything like that. But getting back to the discard, you'll know that you're being discarded when that narcissist shows you complete indifference. They could take or leave seeing you. They could take or leave calling you. They don't care what you're doing. Now, here's another big red flag, you guys, that a narcissist is about to discard you or really doesn't care, okay? They don't care who you're talking to. They don't care where you're going. They don't care if you check in with them. They don't care. And why is that? Because they have something else going on. So they're not worried about you. They could care less about what you're doing. All they want to do is keep you around, string you along because they're getting something out of you. And see, this is the big thing that everybody misses because you think a narcissist thinks like you. Like a normal person would say, well, why would somebody keep me around if they're not into me? Why would somebody keep me around if they didn't like me or they weren't falling in love like they said they were? They wouldn't keep me around. Why would they even bother calling me now and then if they didn't really like me? Well, there's always other reasons why a narcissist will do that, okay? Like I said, you're an ego boost, just knowing you're there. See, every time you get on the phone with a narcissist, you talk to a narcissist, you have conversation with them, you are entertaining and feeding the narcissist. You're giving them your attention. That feeds their ego. So they could be keeping you around because you're a backup. You're not their prime, you know, prime A supply. You're supply number C, D, E, F, okay? You're one of the backup supplies that they like to just keep in the wings. If everything else doesn't work out, then they come on stronger to you. So when a narcissist is coming on strong to you and they're giving you a lot of attention and they're contacting you all the time, you are prime A supply. You are number one supply, the prime supply that they are after something major. They want something from you big time, all right? But when they're keeping you around and they're not really they're not really contacting you as much, they're not really making a lot of conversation, you know, they don't care if they see you, you know, it's a take or leave kind of thing. That's somebody who's breadcrumbing you. Get rid of them. They will waste your time. They will waste your life. They will mislead you. Now, I want to say this, and I got to say it. I say it in almost every podcast, okay, you guys? I don't care what they tell you, okay? Understand this. It doesn't matter what fucking comes out of their mouths. If they say, oh, I'm falling for you. Oh, I'll love you unconditionally. I'm sorry. I just have been busy with work, but I love you unconditionally. Understand this. Somebody who really cares about you and loves you will make time for you. I don't care how busy they are. They want to see you. Somebody who's really into you will move mountains and will make time. We can make time for people that we really care about. This is what people don't understand, all right? Yeah, we all get busy. I'm extremely busy. Extremely, extremely busy, you guys. Between my work, my kids, the teachers, the doctors, everybody that I have to deal with in what how I live with, you know, what I'm dealing with. But if I really like somebody, I will make the time to talk to them or to see them, okay? So if they're not making that time to see you or talk to you, they're not really into you. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Get rid of them, okay? So the discard, you guys. You'll know when the narcissist runs cold with you. When you start to see the narcissist running cold with you, you can trust and believe they're running hot with somebody else. When the narcissist, you know, is nice, but a little reserved, and this is what a covert narcissist, they could be very, you know, nice at times, but they're not giving you enough, all right? There's two reasons why they do that. One is because they want you to chase them. They want you begging. So, like, in other words, let's say you text them. They don't text you back right away. They want to see if you're going to chase them. Or two, you know, they're stringing you along and they got somebody else that they're busy with. But they're not letting you go. They're not being 100% upfront and honest and telling you that they're not really 100% in the relationship because they want to keep you around and use you as a backup. All right? Backup. Anybody who uses you as a backup, get rid of them because it doesn't get better. If they're treating you like this, all right, and especially if they're treating you like this in the first 6 months, all right, this person is not into you and is using you, all right? Now, I always tell people, I get people sometimes on the post that tell me, oh, you know, they were love bombing me for 2 years and then they discarded me. There's no fucking way somebody will love bomb you for 2 years, okay? There had to have been red flags that you missed or you ignored. See, you have to know what the red flags are. And a lot of the red flags are, you know, they disappear. They're unavailable. In other words, you try to call them for 5 hours when they said they were going to talk to you that night and you can't get them for like 5-6 hours. They're with somebody else, okay? 99.9% of the time, they're with somebody else. That is a red flag. Ding, 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 you guys. Come on, you got to be smarter than that. You got to know the game, all right? Especially in today's world of technology, it takes less than a minute to send a text, okay? And narcissists always have their phones on them. Always have their phones on them when they're with you. But when they're not with you, a common excuse they use is, oh, I didn't have my phone on me. Oh, I left my phone in the other room. Oh, my phone was in the car. Oh, my battery died. Oh, my Wi-Fi wasn't working. There's always an excuse with a narcissist why they didn't call you, they didn't get back to you. It's complete bullshit. Don't be a sucker. Don't believe it. And people that have been in the game know that, okay? Like, I dealt with that. I dealt with people that ghosted me and I, you know, they come back, they said they fell asleep. They made up excuses. They had to go to their cousin's house. You know, they said their phone fell in water. I mean, I've heard it all across the board, you guys. This is why I could preach on the game, because I lived through the game. I dealt with the game. And that's one of the reasons I started this podcast, was to educate people so they don't become a victim of the game. And these are all tactics of a narcissist to try to connive and manipulate you into thinking you know, that they're telling you the truth when they're really not. They're just giving you a line of bullshit, all right? So anybody that disappears with you for periods of long periods of time, that is a red flag, all right? So you better wake up and realize that this person, 9 times out of 10, is playing game on you, all right? They got something else going on, all right? And when a narcissist discards you, it's because they do have something else going on. Remember what I told you. A narcissist, 99.9% of the time, will never, ever let you go unless they got somebody else waiting in the wings, okay? And they saw the relationship was coming to an end even before you saw the relationship was coming to an end. You figured you were just arguing with this person. You figured, okay, we have our problems and everything like that. But the narcissist, when you start to have problems with the narcissist is out there, you know, looking and looming for that other supply because they see that the relationship is not going the way they want it to go. Also, even if the relationship wasn't crumbling, even if everything's okay, some narcissists have somebody the whole fucking time they're with you, and people don't even realize that. Some narcissists never even broke up with their exes and they're still calling them an ex. But what they are is they're on break with the ex, or what's going on is they have a fight with their ex and they come see you, okay? And they're still in a relationship with somebody and you didn't even know it. Or if they broke up with the ex, they're still in contact with that person, or they're in contact with other people. So understand this. Narcissists never just have one, okay? Understand the mentality. They never want to be caught in a situation where you will discard them and they are alone. They're afraid of abandonment. Like everybody says they're afraid of exposure. I say, number one, a narcissist is afraid of abandonment and being alone. That's why they got to always have multiple supply to ensure that there is always somebody around. This is their fear, abandonment, you guys. And somebody said to me, well, if that's their fear, then why do they abandon other people? Because they don't care about you. They don't care about you. If you get hurt, it's your fault you got hurt because you didn't know the game. Oh, well, you better smarten up and know the game so you don't get hurt. But that's not their fault. All's fair in the game, all right? Now, that's how the narcissist thinks. Understand that. The other thing, I did a post about this too, you guys. Narcissists think they're smarter than you. Understand this. The more transparent you are, the more you show your hand and, you know, you trust this person, the more you trust the narcissist, the more the narcissist looks at you like you are a sucker. You're stupid. You trust me and I'm devious. You obviously don't know the game. You're naive and ignorant. That's how the narcissist thinks about you guys, all right? I hate to tell you, but I have to tell you because I don't want you to become a victim of this nonsense, all right? They look at you guys like they're smarter than you because, you know, you're believing their words and their nonsense, all right? That's why the minute you see anybody gaslight you or there's confusion or anything like that, oh, stop yourself and say, oh, I'm dealing with somebody who's not transparent. I got to step back from this. I'm not dealing with a real one. I got to step back from this. I'm dealing with a shady person that's not speaking the truth. Okay? So understand that, you guys. All right? So basically, it comes down to this. When does the discard happen? It could happen at any time, all right? There is no set timing on when the discard happens. It all depends on your relationship with the narcissist, and it depends on what else the narcissist has, other supply they have, and their opportunities. Because when you think of narcissist, think opportunist, all right? What's their best opportunity out there? There's something better. They could just discard you, even if you didn't cause any problems for them. They could just discard you if somebody else walks into their life that they think is going to be better, and they're going to put all their energy into that person, and probably what they'll do is they'll just breadcrumb you. So you'll know by the attention that narcissist gives you. When they start to run cold, when they start to give you less attention, when they show complete indifference, they could take or leave whether you call, they could take or leave where you're going, what you're doing. They don't care. You know, they just don't care anything. You know, they're there, but they just don't care. That narcissist has checked out, and 99% of the time they've checked out because they got something else that they're dealing with. You don't know about that. They're giving you excuses and just telling you they're tired, they're working, they got to go see their sick relative in the hospital. They'll make up any kind of bullshit excuse, all right? And you're thinking, oh, you know, they're just going through something right now. No, what they're going through is they're busy talking and seeing other people. That's what's really going on, all right? That's what's really going on. You'll know because it just won't feel right, all right? And you've got to trust your gut. You know when somebody's with you and when they're not. And I did also another post on this about how covert narcissists are never really there with you. And what I meant by that is a covert narcissist could be there in body with you, but in mind, they're not there because they're thinking about other things that they're out there doing, all right? And they're not telling you because they don't want to tell you. They can't be transparent with you. They can't tell you they're talking to other people or seeing other people because you won't stay. Like people say, why do they got to lie? They got to lie because they want to keep you around, right? So of course they're going to lie to you, because if they told you the truth, you'd go packing, all right? So, but a lot of times they'll get together with you and they're sitting there and they're either falling asleep on you because they're busy running around with the other supplies. They come to you and they're falling asleep on the couch, or you guys, it's just their mind is all over the place. The mind is not in the relationship. They're not 100% exclusive with you. They are like in an open relationship. They have the open relationship, but you're being exclusive, but you don't even realize you're in an open relationship. And that person is, that covert narcissist is sitting there and thinking about everything else that's going on. Maybe they're thinking about the supply they just saw before they came to see you, okay? And they're sitting there and they don't seem like themselves and they look tired and they look run down and they're not making much conversation. It could be because they just saw another supply right before you, all right? I'm just telling you, this shit happens all the time, all right? So go by the feeling that you get when you're with somebody. Are they really there, you know, mentally with you? Do they really take an interest in you? Do they really take an interest in seeing you? Do they really take an interest in wanting to be on the phone with you? That's how you know somebody's checked in, and if they're checked out, they would care less, okay? So when does the discard happens? It happens when the narcissist checks out and is indifferent with you. Now, one other point I need to add before I go is that a lot of times when a narcissist has a supply that they're hot on, another supply, they need to get rid of you, they block you, okay? And that happens to a lot of people. All of a sudden, they get blocked by the narcissist and they think it's because it's something they said. No, it has nothing to do with what you said. It has to do with the fact that that narcissist is hot on the trail of another supply and they got to block you so that you don't call when they're with that other supply. They can't have you calling and texting. They don't want that other supply to know that you were around when they were trying to, you know, shoot their shot with that new supply, okay? So, you know, that could happen too. It all depends on what's going on then in that narcissist's life. Like I said, it all depends on the other options that they have available and if they think that they're better than you, all right? Extreme users, extreme opportunists, you know, their heart was never into it. So you're not losing anything. Let them go, you guys. Reclaim your life and move on. Every day of your life is important. Every minute is important. Don't waste your time on somebody that is misleading you and was never 100% in the relationship. Narcissists are never 100% vested in a relationship with you. They lie to you and bullshit and mislead people and tell you they are. So I hope this helps you to understand, okay? Go by how somebody treats you and how you feel and their behaviors. It will tell you what somebody is, all right? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, please hit the Please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. I'm just doing so many things at once. I can't even talk anymore, but have a great day, you guys.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description.
Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.